get out on a stretcher, folks.
The officers who are lined the street, this is just one side of the intersection. Officers on all four corners.
They rip him out of that seat so fast.
We had some people, some rough guys like we have right in here, and they started punching back. It was a beautiful thing. I mean, they started punching back. One man even wore
a spandex. In the good old days, this doesn't happen because they used to treat them very, very rough. And when they protested once, you know, they would not do it again so easily.
Really see past, I can't personally see past this line of officers, but Heavy, what were you saying that there's a police car down there that's damaged on the other side of this intersection?
I don't accept responsibility. I do not condone violence in any shape, but I don't condone violence.
Now, I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees, I promise. I love the old days. You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks.
At one of his rallies, and I mean, that's kind of incredible. The only group of people more excited about barriers are high school health teachers. Oh, that's right, cool guys and cool gals. When you're horny, there is nothing better than a good dental dam. It feels exactly the same. It doesn't. It really doesn't. The border wall is one of the few policy proposals Trump has talked about in detail. So instead of mocking or dismissing it out of hand, tonight, let's take a serious proposal by a serious presidential candidate seriously. First, down
it's low key at the night show.
Practicality of whether and how it can actually be done. Let's start with the cost. When Trump first started talking about this, he said it would cost a lot, but not a lot, a lot.
And I personally can't see it, but have you seen it?
I remember you was conflicted.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people misusing your influence. On camera, but a lot of them were just saying that it's a shame.
Sometimes
that it comes to this. That this is how you're going to voice your frustrations by destroying your own community. That's what a lot of people have been saying. See, look at this. I can't.
For real, we're going to be spotlighting some craziness.
Found myself screaming in the hotel room.
Maybe offensive to some members of the listening
audience. Cost 4 billion. You know, they say 10 billion.
Lucifer was all around me.
That means 4 billion.
So I kept running. Until I found my safe haven. I was trying to convince myself the stripes I got.
We have live pictures coming in.
Making
and you
myself
can see we have it. It appears
was.
That perhaps arrests are being made. Certainly we see protesters there scuffling with police. We see an arrest vehicle. Let's bring in CNN's Brian.
While my loved ones was fighting a continuous war back in the city,
the
I was entering
Brian,
a new one.
A
war that was based on apartheid and discrimination.
Hey,
on my mama, nigga.
Escorting him.
I'ma be the greatest
to
ever do this shit.
And putting him in that van.
Oh, my
they got very
day.
Agitated. They on started the swarming house. The van.
Hey, Soundway, turn this shit up, nigga. Turn this shit up. Soundway, turn this shit up, nigga.
Tell me who the bitch, nigga, hating on me. Jumping on my dick, but this dick ain't free. To Pimp a Butterfly, another classic CD. Get a lullaby for everyone they MC. Blow, blow, blow. Nigga, now R.I.P. My diligence is only meant to write your eulogy.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like, yeah.
bad trips like God.
Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. To push the crowd back.
We gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. Where pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face this all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
They're basically confronting the police, yelling at them over this arrest.
We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me?
Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
I'll tell you.
In the good old days, they'd rip him out of that seat so fast.
We had some people, some rough guys like we have right in here, and they started punching.
Not letting up in their show of anger, determined to stay on the streets and on message, protesters pressed their demand for justice for Freddie Gray. Tonight, signs of anger and dissent among African Americans.
When they protested once, you know, they would not do it again so easily.
I don't accept responsibility.
Don't you let out the antidote.
Donald Trump. The leading Republican candidate has proven himself notoriously unpredictable, except to his butler, it turns out, who recently in the New York Times revealed his secret wardrobe-based system for reading Donald Trump's moods. Turns out, in the morning, quote, Mr. Trump would emerge in khakis, a white golf shirt, and baseball cap. If the cap was white, the staff noticed the boss was in a good mood. If it was red, it was best to stay away. It's like the old saying, cap of white, friend in sight. Cap of red, we're all dead.
Over a new law barring cities and towns from passing laws prohibiting discrimination against LGBT people in public accommodations. The law, known as House Bill 2, was introduced after the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, passed an ordinance seeking to protect the right of transgender people to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity. On Tuesday night, North Carolina's largest corporation, Bank of America, came out against the anti-transgender law. Earlier in the day, 80 chief executives from Facebook, Apple, and other firms wrote an open letter to Governor Pat McCrory opposing it, and North Carolina's Attorney General Roy Cooper, who is running for governor against McCrory, announced he would not.
Over 80 trans student Peyton McGarry, who attends UNC Greensboro. I started by asking Peyton to tell us the story and explain how he ended up being a lead plaintiff in the lawsuit.
Yes, I am a 20-year-old student at UNCG in accounting and business. Give you a little bit of backstory. I grew up in a small town in North Carolina. At about the age of 15 or 16, I started feeling different. You know, something just felt a little bit off. I started coming out to my family, my friends, and seeing a therapist based on, like, gender and all that good stuff at 17 years old, and started hormone replacement therapy at 18 years old, sorry.
Lawmakers in Georgia and North Carolina have come under fire for passing bills that discriminate against LGBTQ people. But the governors in those states, both Republicans, dealt with those bills in two very different ways. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. First, a quick explanation on how we got here. You may remember last year's Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage, which found both a constitutional right for gay couples to marry as well as a constitutional right for this cop at last year's Pride Parade to bust out some dance moves. I don't know if
he's in Baltimore. Some black leaders critical of Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake for not expressing more public outrage over Gray's death.
So far, over 80 businesses have signed the Human Rights Campaign's letter to North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory after he signed a law last week that takes away all local and statewide protections for LGBT individuals. The bill includes provisions that would require transgender individuals to use a bathroom that matches the gender on their birth certificate. So far, the presidents, CEOs, and chairmen of organizations like Apple, Starbucks, Facebook, and Airbnb have signed the petition. Many companies expressed their opposition to the bill on their Twitter feed with Google, PayPal, and the NBA tweeting to support LGBT rights. The NBA is even threatening to pull the 2017 All-Star Game from Charlotte.
He's definitely serving. At first, opponents of LGBTQ equality argue that they could just ignore or disobey the ruling, a strategy most famously employed by Kentucky's anti-gay rights Kathy cartoon, Kim Davis. She was an activist. But when that didn't work, state lawmakers around the country started proposing laws that would allow people to discriminate against LGBTQ people on so-called religious grounds. Indiana attempted that last year, sparking a national backlash and criticism from politicians in both parties. But apparently, lawmakers in the state of Georgia saw the backlash and said, yeah, we should get in on that.
In Georgia, the controversial bill passed by the state House and Senate is called the Free Exercise Protection Act, one of the several religious liberty bills that have surfaced across the country.
Legislators passed a so-called religious liberty bill that is so broad that, according to Slate, it would allow faith-based organizations, a category defined broadly enough to potentially include Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby, to deny services and hire and fire employees based on sexual orientation.
That's right. The bill would have qualified Chick-fil-A as faith-based. Although, to be fair, anywhere 15-year-olds are cooking your dinner, you're operating on faith.
All right, hey, listen, everybody. This is Dr. Furious, Furious George, the Furious George Show. We do this every Thursday night, starting around 10, going to who knows how long, and making sure we do our part to poke fun at the fools out there, as well as potentially inspire offensive feelings in others. So be careful. Show may be offensive. What else are we going to do? We're going to do some cool music, maybe throw some songs out there that dedicated to Five Dog, who inspired a lot of the crazy hip-hop beats that we will play tonight, and other fun stuff. So he passed away this week, and we also have the crazy North Carolina anti-LGBT stuff going down, and of course, Toronto Dump is just going crazy, so we're going to keep spotlighting that and doing what we do here at Furious George Show. If you want to learn more about it, go to furiousg.blogspot.com, and you can download all our old shows, which we've been doing here for like 10 years, and then Micro Power Radio Land for even longer than that. So we got some old shows there. You can email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com, and we'll play something or give me a cool clip or something. You can always check out A-Info's Radio Project, where we post this stuff, and who knows where else you can find other things these days. So thanks for listening to Micro Power Radio. I'm Furious. I'll be back soon. WCOM FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Furious!
One of the biggest problems with the law, how broadly it defined the term faith-based organizations. In fact, one state senator in Georgia, Emanuel Jones, confronted the law's sponsor, State Senator Greg Kirk, about whether the law was so broad it could even be used to protect the KKK. And Kirk doesn't exactly offer the most reassuring answer.
We're all familiar with the terms KKK. Is that not correct, meaning the hate organization, Ku Klux Klan?
I've read about them, yes.
My concern is, couldn't that organization, if it chose to do so, identify itself as faith-based?
And again, I'm not an attorney. I don't know. I guess they could, Senator. I'm not sure.
Senator, further,
I don't know what would stop them.
Does that present a problem for you, Senator?
Does it present a problem for me? No.
First of all, anytime you take that long of a pause to answer a question, you're already in trouble. Who is the Karen I've been texting with? She is a work friend.
Boom.
Still unclear what it means when he wears that hay-covered swim cap. And
neutral.
And I'm guessing he's going to be wearing the red hat all week because he's had a rough one. First, he upset a lot of people by tweeting this unflattering comparison between his wife, Melania, and Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi. Some say this is not presidential behavior, but I believe they are forgetting the election of 1860, when Stephen Douglas's campaign compared Mary Todd Lincoln unfavorably to a sheep in heat. Last night. That's history. We didn't make this up. That's history. Last night, Donald Trump had to answer for that retweet at a town hall when he was grilled by CNN correspondent and the Legolas of cable news, Anderson Cooper.
After saying that you were going to spill the beans about Heidi Cruz, you retweeted an unflattering picture of her next to a picture of your wife.
I thought it was a nice picture of Heidi. I thought it was fine.
Come on.
I thought it was fine. She's a pretty woman.
You're running for president of the United States.
Excuse me. I didn't start it.
Okay, that's,
I didn't start it.
But, sir, with all due respect, that's the argument of a five-year-old.
I didn't start it. No, it's not.
The argument of a five-year-old is
excuse
he started
me. You
it.
Would say that. That's the problem with our country.
Every parent knows
that's
a kid
not
who
a five-year-old.
Says he started
excuse me.
It.
Yeah, excuse me. Excuse me, Anderson. That you would say that. That's the problem, Anderson. Because, yeah, Trump does act like a five-year-old, but that's why people like him. He's not complicated. If he's angry, he shouts. If he's happy, he wears happy hat. He loves building towers, and he thinks girls are kind of yucky. But right now, emotional immaturity may be the least of Trump's problems.
Donald Trump's campaign manager under fire tonight, charged with battery. That manager, Corey Lewandowski, Trump's most trusted advisor, now facing a criminal charge.
Lewandowski was charged in Florida with what's called
they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this.
Grabbing the arm of a reporter.
Now, Lewandowski and Trump both denied that he ever touched the reporter. But yesterday, Florida police
like to punch him in the face.
Footage showing that he actually did. This is a shameful act that is sure to derail his campaign, and Trump is up 10 points in the polls.
You can experience the beautiful outdoors, cityscapes, and incredible ignorance by hang gliding backwards in time, racing to the wrong side of history in a kayak, teaching your children to judge others while frolicking in the waves, and enjoying our waterfalls without fear of gay people falling on you. If you're grossed out when same-sex couples order wedding cakes, or if you're obsessed with who is in what bathroom, or if you think religious liberty laws only apply to your religion, North Carolina's for you. We're resisting social progress rather than helping people in need because North Carolina stands for nobody cares.
Second of all, what's with Republicans suddenly getting stumped by questions about the KKK? It's like getting the round one question wrong on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. A poodle is a type of what? Oh, I know it's dog, but I want to say tree. Am I overthinking this? Now, thankfully, Georgia's Republican Governor Nathan Deal announced on Monday that he would not sign this bill into law, a victory for gay rights advocates. And to Deal's credit, he had already expressed some pretty strong objections to the bill before it even passed, urging his fellow Republicans not to use religion to discriminate against others.
I'm a Baptist, and I'm going to get into a little bit of biblical philosophy on my part right now. I think what the New Testament teaches us is that Jesus reached out to those who were considered the outcast.
Yeah, that's the New Testament. You need to read the New Testament, where Jesus is opposed to same-sex marriages, teachers' unions, financial reform, and Obamacare.
And at a press conference on his airplane yesterday, Trump insisted that he would stand by his man.
I know it'd be very easy for me to discard people. I don't discard people.
That's right. He never discards anyone except his first couple of wives. And of course, these people.
Get him out of here!
Get him out of here!
Yeah, throw him out. Throw him out into the cold.
Get him out! Out!
Brett, you're fired.
It's in bed. You're fired.
Ian, you're fired.
You know what, Meatloaf? I'm going to make you very happy. Gary, you're fired.
Luckily, getting fired gave Gary Busey more time to pursue his real passion, arguing with squirrels. Plus, as far as Trump is concerned, Trump was the one in danger.
She was grabbing me. And just so you understand, she was off base. Because she went through the Secret Service. She had a pen in her hand, which Secret Service is not liking because they don't know what it is, whether it's a little bomb.
Yes. Her pen. Her pen could have been a little bomb. And her fingers could have been a gun. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew. Or even scissors. Or scissors. Or rock or paper. Or a dog. Woof, woof. Use that pen to write down something he said. There's no telling how much damage that could do.
Sort of a personal question.
I guess you could say I like to be dominated. Is that bad?
When I'm at work, I call all the shots. So when I come home and turn on the TV, I just want someone to yell at me. Talk to me like I'm stupid.
I will build a great, great wall.
Tell you, on our southern border, and I will have Mexico
in the good old days.
Ooh, yeah.
There are millions of us out there. We're really less of a voter base and more of a fetish community.
Trump is like a big, mean daddy to us. And we get off on that.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
Humiliation, brass worship, land play. That's where you get off on a candidate refusing to denounce the KKK because he's worried he's going to lose support of the dumb, racist piggies out there. Where are the piggies?
How stupid are the people of Iowa?
I like it when he puts me down, when he acts like he's doing me a favor by talking to me.
They're having the World Golf Championship today, and I'm in Maine. I'm in Maine with you.
I'm for Trump because he will make America great again.
And because I'm a bad widow baby who needs his bottom spanked.
I would bring back waterboarding, and I'd bring back a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
Oh, yeah, Daddy, how much worse?
Sometimes I like to get naked, crouch over a full-length mirror, and then wait for a little fart to come out and pretend it's Donald Trump's mouth yelling at me about immigrants. Sometimes I like to get naked, crouch over a full-length mirror, and then wait for a little fart to come out.
They'd rip him out of that seat so fast.
You could say something.
Now, we invited Donald Trump on the show to address this controversy. Did we actually do that? Did we invite him? Okay, I'm going to say we invited Donald Trump on the show to address this controversy, but he was busy being on every other channel on television. Plus, I think he's turned into a cartoonish version of himself at this point. So instead, we invited a slightly less cartoonish version. Please welcome Cartoon Donald Trump.
We had some people, some rough guys like we have right in here, and they started punching back. It was a beautiful thing. I mean, they started punching back. In the good old days, this doesn't happen because they used to treat them very, very rough. And when they protested once, you know, they would not do it again so easily.
They were trying to be too cautious, to be overly calm. And as I said earlier, if we're calm, something's wrong with our psyche. This is not something for us to be calm about.
I shouldn't say that.
They're losers.
She's a slob.
The American dream is dead. Oh.
Get me about immigrants. I shouldn't say that. Home and turn on the TV. I just want someone to yell at me.
Now, I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees, I promise. You know what you're doing.
Okay, so he's saying he could build a wall at 40% of what it would cost others, which I would say is an insane magic trick if I thought his tiny fingers could wrap all the way around a magic wand. So, actual photo. But since then, his estimate has grown.
The wall is going to cost $6 or $7 billion.
The wall's probably $8 billion. A wall gets built, it's going to cost $10 billion to build the wall. Okay, it's a lot of money. It's a wall.
The wall's going to cost $10 billion. Maybe 12, depending.
Okay, so we've gone from $4 to $12 billion. Donald Trump's margin of error is the entire GDP of Moldova. But still, fair enough. We're now at $12 billion. But to truly know the real cost, we're going to need to know what the wall is going to be made from. Now, if only Donald Trump could explain that to me like I'm a child.
So, you're going to build the wall? What's it going to be made out of?
Oh. Hey, that's a good question. Lift him up here. Bring him up here.
What are the walls going to be made of?
It's going to be made of hardened concrete, and it's going to be made out of rebar and steel.
Okay. First, Trump is holding that child less like a human being and more like a cat he just gave a bath to. But second, to be fair, rebar and steel. Okay, that is a clear answer. I appreciate that. Now, the amount we would need would depend on the height of the wall. Unfortunately, Trump has been unclear on that, suggesting numbers ranging from 35 to 90 feet. So let's work with his lowest estimate at a 35-foot-tall wall, which Trump has said we would need around 1,000 miles of. Now, according to one estimator and construction economist, that would cost $10 billion for the concrete panels and $5 to $6 billion for steel columns, including labor. Plus, another billion for concrete footing for the columns and a concrete foundation. So that's at least $16 billion. We're already $4 billion over his largest budget, and we've only just gotten started here. Thank you for being here, you know, Cartoon Donald. Okay.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here. He started it.
Wait, what? Who started what?
Anybody, Steven, whatever they started. You know, unless it makes America great again, in which case I started it. It's very exciting, the best.
Okay, now, Mr. Cartoon Trump, how do you respond to Anderson Cooper comparing you to a five-year-old?
Anderson Cooper's a dum-dum. He's a stupid head, a total poopy pants, it's sad.
Right. And you gotta get back to that drum, you know?
Okay, right now, I gotta say, you are sounding a little immature.
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh, come on, you sound like an idiot.
Steven, I'm Robbie, you're glue, I have a lawyer, and I will sue.
Well, what about the videotape? It clearly shows that your campaign manager grabbed a reporter roughly.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. Infinity.
Infinity settles it?
It totally settles it. I settled it in the best possible way ever.
But it's on tape.
Okay, maybe he did it, but she started it. I will build a great, great wall. I love the old days. You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks.
How did she start it?
Well, she was holding one of those little bombs.
A bomb? You mean like one of these?
Get it away, Steve. Get it away. What?
It's a bomb. Okay, I'll put the bomb away.
Okay, see? That's what I'm gonna make Putin say. That's the art of the deal.
But you have to admit that even if you get the nomination, Mr. Trump, especially after this, you're really going to have trouble with women. How are you going to appeal to female voters?
Women are easy. John, drop a beat. Hey, ladies. Welcome to Ladies Night at Club Trump. Come get some jello. Come get some sugar.
Cartoon Donald Trump, everyone. Also had some self-interested reasons for doing so, given how many major national companies had threatened to stop doing business in Georgia if the bill had become law.
Disney and Marvel Studios have threatened to abandon production in Georgia if the governor signs the bill into law.
Similar sentiments have been voiced by AMC Networks, which films The Walking Dead in Georgia.
That's right. If this bill had become law, The Walking Dead would have stopped filming in Georgia, which would have been terrible since The Walking Dead employs thousands of Georgians every week. So that's Georgia. Then there's North Carolina, where Republican Governor Pat McCrory took the opposite approach. He signed a law passed by Republicans in that state that not only allows discrimination against LGBTQ people, it actually overturns a non-discrimination ordinance passed last month by the city of Charlotte.
North Carolina made headlines this week for enacting one of the country's most draconian anti-LGBT laws.
The law strikes down a recently passed ordinance in Charlotte. It would have protected trans people and allowed them to select the restroom of their choice based on how they identify.
The law is so severe that it states that the state's most prominent newspaper, the Charlotte Observer, has compared Governor Pat McCrory to the likes of George Wallace, Orville Faubus, and Ross Barnett, all Southern governors known for their support for segregation.
Don't you let out the antidote. Yeah, party on a Sunday. Do it all again on Monday. Spend the check on a weekend. Oh my God. I might do it all again.
It's boss shit.
I just hit a three-peat. Open up that window. Don't you let out the antidote. Popping pills is all we know. In the hills is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show.
low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let
how bad this law is. North Carolina's newspapers have to reach for deep
cuts. I wonder how they own it. None of that.
Ross Barnett and Orville Faubus. Even if you don't know who Orville Faubus is, you can just tell from his name he was a hardcore racist. Orville Faubus is the name of someone who at one point definitely said, Will, what do we have here? So the North Carolina bill not only reverses Charlotte's non-discrimination ordinance and bans all North Carolina municipalities from passing their own non-discrimination ordinances, it also requires trans individuals to use bathrooms that correspond with the gender on their birth certificates, not the gender they identify with. This law is similar to other so-called bathroom bills that have been proposed by Republicans across the country, most severely in Florida.
A bill just clearing a new hurdle in Tallahassee that would give businesses the power to check your ID before you're allowed to use the restroom.
Your next trip to the restroom, someone could stop you and ask to show some ID.
And let's all just spare a thought for the poor soul at the Tallahassee Applebee's who has to card people on their way to the bathroom. What do you do for a living? I'm a toilet bouncer. But one day, I'm gonna move to Georgia and be a zombie. Look, these so-called bathroom bills are ridiculous for one thing. There's no evidence that sexual predators have ever exploited equal rights laws to commit crimes in bathrooms. Most importantly, laws like these legalize discrimination. And not only that, they could also make police officers a lot less fun.
We are the love of digital, love of electric magic.
In the good old days, they'd rip him out of that seat so fast.
We had
we're really less of a voter base and more of a fetish community.
Trump is like a big mean daddy to us. Get off on me.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters.
Mexico's going to pay for the wall, and they're going to be happy about it.
Of course they are. Of course they are. People love it when you make them pay for shit they don't want.
some people, some rough guys like we have right in here, and they started punching back. It was a beautiful thing. I mean,
the 5 foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat Arsenio to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanna just to fight for, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing around with this against the size of the. I never have step, cause I'm not a half stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is special, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk the street, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to like go all out. Some might even say, yo, shorty black, you bug it out.
Zulu Nation, mother's last creation. Minds get flooded. Ejaculation, right on the 2-inch tape. The abstract poet incognito runs the cape, not the best, not the worst. And occasionally I curse to get my point across. So bust the force as I go in between the grit and the dirt. Listen to the mission, listen, missions I do work. As I crack the monotone, chilling up the jazz, so get your own. Smoking on repeat, cause they try to dupe me. Or the best of the back, but they can't do rap for us. Abstract, original, you can't get your own, and that's pitiful. I know I'd be the man if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's bug.
When I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I knew it's for me. Boys and girls.
African American leaders are also turning their anger toward
police commissioner Anthony Bass. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright.
Beautiful outdoor cityscapes and incredible ignorance by hang gliding backwards in time, racing to the wrong side of history in a kayak, teaching your children to judge others while frolicking in the waves and enjoying our waterfalls.
They started punching back. In the good old days, this doesn't happen because they used to treat them very, very rough.
Or if you think religious liberty laws only apply to your religion, North Carolina's for you. We're resisting social progress rather than helping people in need because North Carolina stands for nobody cares.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Inoperative.
Nigga, and we hate poor. When they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
These days, a lot of people think you've got to be a billionaire to buy a candidate. At Congressman's Warehouse, we believe that millionaires deserve quality candidates too. We respect your dark money, no matter what denomination it comes in. At Congressman's Warehouse, you get to design your own candidate. Limited government, tax and spend, preemptive strike, lead from behind, gun control. Open carry. All the latest styles at prices you can afford. Choose from climate change deniers, Second Amendment fetishists, Wall Street deregulators, draft dodging warmongers, transvaginal ultrasoundists, and this week only, save on cisgendered restroom traditionalists.
Here we are. So it means a lot to me.
lawsuit is taking place just because of my own experiences with opposition to my gender. And I've experienced a lot of just distressing discrimination.
At Congressman's Warehouse, we don't waste your money on image consultants and handlers. We tailor your dyed-in-the-wool candidates directly to your agenda and pocketbook. You're going to like the way they vote. I guarantee it.
Coming up on TV's Monday Night Movie, Power, Money, Real Estate, Beautiful Women, Cat-Eating Aliens, High Quality Brass.
The only thing with more brass is my balls.
In Donald Trump's made-for-TV movie, The Art of the Deal.
Love me, love me.
The movie, based on his best-selling book, The Art of the Deal. New Kid on the Block makes New York City his playground. And the Big Apple skyline, his toys. In the office, he was at his best. But by night, he was at his worst. If Donald Trump broke deals like he broke hearts, he'd be out of business. Witness The Art of Money.
I want you to slam that every square inch of Trump Tower in brass.
The Art of Persuasion.
I would hate to see your mother have an accent.
The Art of Struggle.
I want that mom!
The Art of Love.
Can somebody remove Ivana from the set because she's killing me?
The Art of Art.
I love you, Lance.
Thank you.
The Art of the Deal.
That is what you call The Art of the Deal.
Bundles together cable, internet, and landline. Ooh, landline! Ooh, thank you! Oh, landline. Lucky me. That'll come in handy when I need to call my cell phone because I can't find it, and that's about it. But is Mexico going to pay for the war? Because the current Mexican Treasury Secretary has said Mexico, under no circumstance, is going to pay for the war that Mr. Trump is proposing. And two former Mexican presidents were even clearer.
Mexican people, we are not going to pay any single cent for such a stupid war.
I declare, I'm not going to pay for that f***ing war.
Humiliation, brass worship, land play. That's where you get off on a candidate refusing to denounce the KKK because he's worried he's going to lose the support of the dumb, racist piggies out there.
Where are the piggies?
How stupid are the people of Iowa?
I like it when he puts me down. When he acts like he's doing me a favor by talking to me.
They're having the World Golf Championship today, and I'm in Maine. I'm in Maine with you.
I'm for Trump, because he will make America great again.
And because I'm a bad widow baby who needs his bottom spanked.
Knock the crap out of him, would you? Seriously. Okay?
Just knock. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise.
WCOM-FM, LP Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Hey, listen, this is Micro Power Community Based Radio. Community from Chapel Thrillsville, Carrboro. Carrboro. And we beat this down. Beats all the way down into Chatham County and... who knows, all roundabouts. We have been talking about all the bugging out going on in the world. Fortunately, happens to be happening predominantly in our orbit here in North Carolina. These crazy right-wing crypto-fascist zealots
in charge of our government and the banks and the corporations as well. So they're also in charge of Trundle Dump and the GOP. But anyway, we did our part tonight on that. We also made sure we set our part and did our set our piece for Rest in Peace, Fife Dog, Tribe Called Quest. And anyway, we played some of his stuff, which we've dedicated the whole show to those bugging out. That's a classic Tribe song. 1991 album, Low End Theory, hugely influential on Furious. And I'm sure many of you folks out there too. So anyway, let's pour a little bit out for Fife, who passed away this week. And we're going to keep doing what he would like most, which is, of course, rocking out here in North Carolina. Oh, did I mention Fife Dog was a huge Carolina fan? Oh, speaking of which, go Carolina. People's College. Best representation of people's democratic kind of basketball sport. Seniors who are playing as a team here in Carolinaville. So I want to shout out to those guys. Yes, Furious works on campus, and some of them are in my classes, and I see them around campus, and anyway, I'm going to say that too. What else is going on here? Yeah, check out WCOM-FM. We're going to have some cool benefit concerts coming up, and there's some other good stuff going down, and the station is looking incredible, so we're just going to make the most of it here. I'm Furious. Stick around.
Check the vibe. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Hey, yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got okay. To run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
Hey, yo, so let me get down and let me drop my lips.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body in El Segundo, then push it along. You be a fool to reply, the Fife is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the vibe, y'all. 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 Abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers wrote the zap.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock
what?
Those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock. With speed, I'm agile. Plus, I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. Rock the presentation. Sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. They're off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the quorum. And proper, don't just say hammer, proper. Rap is not pop if you call it that and stop.